stuff's untucked, but you're tucked in, Dale.
Yeah, I went shopping a couple weeks ago. had to get it up for the SEMA show out here.
I mean, this guy has come, considering where he was, this guy's come a long way.
He's much improved.
This is Roger Penske, and he's only on speed because of Speed Freaks. Right, Rog?
I love it. Yeah, thanks.
You're trying to knock me over a little bit here.
I do. I am getting kind of close to you. What's up with that?
I don't know. It's like you're trying to kiss me or something.
You got Roger DeCosta, James Bubba Stewart, Ricky Carmichael, Jeremy McGrath, Ricky Johnson. Where are you out of those five riders?
I'm at the top of the list. That's a dumb question.
Four wheels and a steering wheel, so why not? So I might ask Tony Stewart for a job one day.
Tony, is it true that Jeff Gordon takes all your women?
The only one he's taken from me is Crash, so I didn't think it was that big a deal.
Who does Chip Ganassi like better?
Dan Weldon, for sure.
Well, me, of course. I've been around long enough. I think I'm almost the longest standing driver in this team.
You know, what are you talking about, man? The day they stop having cars in the inner city, I'll stop smoking. Until then, don't insult my intelligence.
Spice young ladies are taking notice of you.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing. At least they're looking at me. I hope they're looking at me because I'm hot.
You know what? I'm very comfortable wearing this. And, you know, if you think I'm a so well.
Try again.
Live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios, driven by General Tire.
Rock on, baby!
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Freak Nation, if you can't tell by that introduction, this will be a fantastic 25-year anniversary show for Speed Freaks. And wow, every time you see my hairstyle change, take a shot of whiskey, please. Ooh. You will be drunker than a skunk times 26 or 25 by the time we get to the end of this show. Thank you guys for being a part of this thing. I think one of the funniest things to do, or that I did during the 60-second intro, is to watch Cole crash Richie's face at some of the things that were coming across the screen. Mm-hmm. Crasher?
What? Why? I always get called out first. I used to have, I still have a potty mouth, but I used to really have a potty mouth. So, and it was allowed on some TV networks.
Oh, it was allowed across the Freak Radio Network. Mm-hmm. Again, we've been doing this for 25 years. I had to go through each interview. I had to listen for each interview of things that we said or the guests said, including Kenny Wallace, by the way. I had to make sure. And it rides the line. Back then, it didn't ride the line of what we said. We would say the B word, the T word, the other B word, and
everything but the F word.
Yeah.
But we could say freak. That's why we are the Freaks.
Cole, when you watch that intro and see all, you recognized most every one of those names, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Jeremy McGrath, James Stewart, Tony Kanaan.
Yeah. Kyle Busch looking like Pee Wee Herman.
Was he a teenager?
That was when he was running trucks for Roush.
I believe he was a teenager.
Right? Mm-hmm. And that was back with the controversy where he wasn't old enough to run, was it Xfinity or Cup at the time?
I believe it was just trucks. He could not run the truck race at Auto Club Speedway, California Speedway, in conjunction with the kart race, now IndyCar, right, because IndyCar was sponsored by, Marlboro. Mm-hmm. So because Marlboro was involved, Kyle, under 18, could
hold
not be.
Hold on. Was it that or because NASCAR wouldn't let his age run on the super speedways, the 2 mile ovals?
Maybe it was both, but there was something tobacco related. Yeah. So I believe it was Marlboro with the IndyCar series. Yeah.
So yeah, Freak Nation, that's where we're going to go with the show. Probably a lot of you folks will appreciate this. We're not going to do a whole lot of talking. We're going to do a whole lot of reminiscing with the videos that we've done over the last 25 years. Again, this started out with a little old radio show in Los Angeles, grew to become the largest motorsports radio TV podcast show on the planet, and we have a history in motorsports. Most of it's good, some of it not so good, but we're going to reflect over the last 25 years, and some of this video is so vintage that Crash won't, yeah, she might remember it.
Oh, what? What's that about?
We've got Dale Earnhardt, John Force, Tony Stewart, Big Daddy Don Garlitz, Mario, Shaquille O'Neal, Frankie Muniz, Catherine Legg from 20 years ago. But let's do this. Let's kick it off with a little two-parter, about 3 or 4 minutes with Dale Earnhardt Jr. What year was this when you were with him at Bristol when we were both sponsored by Sharpie?
We were. We had our brand, our own Sharpies. Let's just say this is the Crash Gladys Sharpie. Thank you, Rubbermaid Company, Newell Rubbermaid. This would have been, I believe, 2004-ish.
Right.
That's what comes to mind. Sharpie was always the Sharpie 500, the night race at Bristol.
Got to go.
Let's just get into it then.
Dale, okay, you're going to probably put me in my place. We had a topic on one of our TV shows a while back about is Dale maybe the Peyton Manning of motorsports? Do you need a championship in order to be considered in the same league as some of the big names? I took one for the team, and I did say maybe I need some more wins. Maybe you're living off the Earnhardt name. Do you get upset at people like me for saying things like that?
No, not really. I mean, I know what the reality of the situation is, and we certainly have we make a bigger splash for what we do off the track and then what we do on the track. And I would rather be known for wins, performance, being a strong competitor. I feel like I'm one of the best drivers out there, and I want to be able to go out there and be able to prove it week in and week out. And that's really where I want my mark to be left in this sport is, how competitive I was and how good of a driver and tough a driver I was on the racetrack. And we haven't been able to do that up to this point, but I got a lot of years left, and I'm as determined as anybody to make that happen. I got a great team behind me. I got a lot of people that believe in me, and that really amounts to a lot when you're trying to get out there. But I think that's a fair assessment, really, of how my career's been up to this point. We're sort of more well known for our impact off the surface of the racetrack, and I'd definitely like to change that.
Okay, am I out of the doghouse then?
No, absolutely not. I mean,
oh, I'm still in the doghouse.
Well, I mean, I think that, it's really interpretation of. I mean, I could sit here and say, the person inside of me wants to win more races and wants to win a championship, but at the same time, I look at the things that I've been able to do, that places I've been able to take the sport that other drivers weren't able to do, and the places I've been able to put the sport and the audiences I've been able to put the sport in front of. Really, I'm proud of that, but that's not your legacy when it's all over with. You know what I'm saying? So you're right. You're correct on that. I don't think you're in the doghouse anymore.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. inside the Freak Nation. First time we've had you on the TV show, and you walk up with this snappy looking outfit. My stuff's untucked, but you're tucked in, Dale.
Yeah, I went shopping a couple weeks ago. had to get it up for the SEMA show out here.
Is that part of the business Earnhardt side now, where you've got to be more businessy in certain situations?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty flexible. I can kind of adapt to whatever I need to be doing, but. We've been getting, over the last 3 or 4 years, obviously, we've gotten involved in a lot of new things, and I had to get me a little bit of a business attire for my trips like this.
Is that something you learned from your dad about the guy copyrighted his own signature, about you got to learn the business side of motorsports because you can't drive for the rest of your life, hence the deal with American Racing.
Yeah, it's been a lot of help to have watched him and saw how he handled business and how he was aggressive with it. And it's almost the same way he drove race cars. You got to be really aggressive and you got to be very protective and of your name and your likeness and whatnot.
Whoa.
Look at that.
Whoa. Damn. Not only are we babies, he's a baby. And wow, has his confidence grown. So both of those interviews were arguably 21 years ago.
Yep.
His confidence has grown. We've changed. But I'm going to go back on what he said. He said, I need to have more wins and championships. That's my legacy. Nobody. You have meant so much outside of the car. We love what Dale Jr. has done outside of the car for the entire sport of motorsports. Thank you for that. Don't worry about the wins and championships. It mattered then. It doesn't matter now. You're so much bigger now.
Cole.
Man, I'm blown away by those comments he made. Yeah, like you said, that he wanted to be remembered what he did on track, not off track. And back then he was saying he brought the sport to the light and all these crazy things. But you look at his career now. That's what he's known for. He's developed all these drivers like Chase Elliott, William Byron.
Boom.
He's made this podcasting mecca. He's mm-hmm. been an ambassador for the sport, revived racetracks. Like, what he's done off the track has been just otherworldly for what he's done for NASCAR. And I think my other takeaway was obviously your hairdo, Kenny. That was... impressive.
Said, take a shot, baby.
Impressive.
Take a shot.
Meanwhile, mine doesn't change. Mine's the same throughout this entire 25 years.
Tony Stewart over 20 years ago coming up next. But before we go to break, again, celebrating 25 years. This month, June, 25 years old, Speed Freaks is. And Dale's been coming in the Freak Nation many times. The first time was in November of 2000, yep. where he checked in from the hotel. He called in. And he enjoyed the show so much, he put us in his book.
Driver number 8.
Yeah.
Why don't we have that here on set? We need to have driver number 8. We'll find it. We are on page 200 and something.
The other story about Dale was the first time we interviewed him in person at California Speedway in 2001, I spent 5-6 minutes with him. Both of us did, right?
Oh, I know that. Yep,
quickly, Crasher. Yep. Yeah, right? And it was an awesome interview.
Oh, it was amazing.
Didn't turn the recorder on.
No.
Went right back to him. He said, sure, let's do it again.
Oh, that's nice.
And then he said, do it again. Next time, though, fix yourself in that 16-ounce can of dumbass, will you?
Yeah, he said, Kenny, stay away from that 16-ounce can of dumbass, will you?
That's amazing.
I told him to say it, so I beat myself up.
Oh, okay.
Freak Nation, this is going to be a lot of fun for the next couple of hours. Statman Carruthers will be joining us in the second hour, the OG who retired last year. Coming up next, a side of Tony Stewart that you've never seen before. Unless maybe you're his daddy or his mom.
What?
Tony Stewart next. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works. General Tire delivers.
Every success you've had began with a great opportunity. Now there's another one. Last aid year, University of Maryland Global Campus awarded over $21 million in scholarships to qualified students, including community college students, service members, veterans, and working adults. Now is the time to move your career forward with an online and accredited skills-based education. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Sports Radio, redefined.
You're back with the Freaks, celebrating 25 years of Speed Freaks, from one radio station to radio stations across the country, to podcast network, to, again, the Freak Radio Network, YouTube, ESPN, ESPN2, Mav, Racer, who else? Versus, we're just everywhere, Freak Nation. Thank you, Lucas Oil, for making this thing possible. Man, go to lucasoil.com, lucasoil.com. We couldn't have done 25 years without Lucas Oil, and please support our good friends at Lucas Oil. That's lucasoil.com. Speaking of Dale Earnhardt Jr. last segment, Tony Stewart's been coming in the Freak Nation many, many times. Definitely on the Mount Rushmore of Freak faves. We're going back 20 years for this one at the SEMA show, where Tony Stewart joined us on stage. We'll have that, along with a back and forth between him and Gary Selzy, a three-time NHRA top fuel champion. It's a great 8 minutes with Tony Stewart. Now, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios. Tony Stewart, come on up here on stage and help out the Freak Nation. Tony Stewart here in the Speed Freaks Pits.
Go on Indy side, Tony.
Making his grand appearance. Tony Stewart, what do you think? Which is more American, Indy 500 or Daytona 500?
I don't know. I mean, there's, you know, the international flavor of the Indy 500, but, you know, it's been around for so long, the history of it, and being in the state of Indiana. I mean, that's more American to me because I grew up around it all my life. But I don't know, when you see all the history around the Daytona 500 over 50 years at the beach. So, you know, it's kind of I think it's a toss-up. I think it just depends on which side you've been following.
Oh, you're on the fence, Stewart.
Well, man, this is a hard one. I mean, I didn't know you were going to put me in a bind here.
Memorial Day weekend. It doesn't get any more American than that. Basically, memorializing the entire United States of America, our troops, everything about this country. That's the Indy 500.
Crash Gladys was born with an Indy 500 diaper on when she came out, you know?
Anything wrong with that?
No, and I'm not cracking on you for that.
That, man, go ahead.
That you've won two cup championships, but I know how important it would be for you to win an Indy 500.
Yeah, that's still on the top of the to-do list between that and the Daytona 500. We've been good at both races. We just never, you know, been able to finish one off. So that's still the top two spaces on the resume. There's blank spaces there for those two
races.
Of
all the things you want to do, you own racetracks, you've won championships everywhere. And I know how important it was for you to win the Brickyard.
Yeah.
But that's still not the Indy 500.
Yeah, I mean, it's just being able to win a race at Indy was really cool. But at the end of the day, I mean, my father probably said it best. I mean, we hadn't even got off the stage yet, finishing all the pictures and everything. He goes, now we got to go get the 500. So, I mean, that tells you how important it is to our family.
Tony Stewart, are you going to run the Indy 500 again?
I don't know. There's a good possibility it could happen. I mean, we'll wait and see.
2007?
No, it won't happen in 2007. They still got the times all screwed up to where we can't make both races. But
you've got a trainer now to get you in better shape to do both the races on Memorial Day.
Yeah, but you can't finish the 500 and get down to Charlotte in time to start the 600. So it really messes up trying to do both.
You're not big enough to maneuver that schedule a little bit? Tell them change it or else?
Not unless my last name starts with the letter F and ends in ants. So
hello there.
Look at all these guys coming over and running sports cars, running stock cars now.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Pablo Montoya.
Just pick a series, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, exactly. Dude, Daytona 500 is more American because we've got foreigners coming over and they're realizing how big the 500 is, the Daytona 500.
Oh, gosh, that happened to me 500 40 years
Tony?
Ago.
Are you Tony?
No.
Go ahead.
She's better looking than me.
I understand that.
I think they're just realizing not so much how big the Daytona 500 is, but just how big NASCAR in general has become. I mean, it's, you know, for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, we've had the new TV packages out, and we've always, as drivers and teams, have wondered when's the growth going to stop, and every year it just continues to get bigger and better, and that's due to the France family. I mean, they do a great job of marketing our sport, I think much better job than any of the other pro series out there that we have.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you've got two PC. This isn't the Tony Stewart.
No.
It is.
Come on.
You know me, because, I mean, if I'm calling a spade here, I mean, they do a good job of promoting NASCAR. I mean, that's the one thing that the IRL needs to catch up on, Champ Car needs to catch up on. They need stuff to make it interesting.
If all was
equal, to watch.
If all was equal, would you rather be in the 500 or the Indy 500? if all was equal,
Daytona
money, everything.
Obviously, because of my Indiana roots, I'd rather, you know, I'd still go for the Indy 500 because that's the one thing that means the most to me in my career. But, you know, now that you're with NASCAR, obviously, I mean, other than the Brickyard 400, to me, the next biggest race to me is the Daytona 500.
Tony, you said something right there. They need to do something to make it more interesting. So three wide, just a couple of inches from each other, their front wing, that's not interesting? Talking about the IndyCar races?
Yeah, I mean, it's better, but I mean, you just don't see that hardcore racing like you see in NASCAR. You don't see, you know, you can't bump each other in Indy cars without the guys crashing.
Forget about
that. Honey, if you want finesse, go watch figure skating.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
We're talking racing here.
There
she listens to Yanni. I like Static X, and that's what NASCAR is.
Yeah.
I'm tired of these guys
Static
talking about
X
how bad.
To Yanni?
They get out of the, you know, in IndyCar, they get out of the car and they're yelling at each other in languages we can't understand anyway. So it's like the fight's not even fun to watch.
Tony, there's one thing I got to do though, because I've got to pimp you. Yes, the people watching the show, they know what you've done. You're an IndyCar champion. You're a NASCAR champion. But there's a lot of media out there that really don't give you the credit that you are due.
Yeah.
You raise so much money for children, for animals. You donate your plane to help children in need or to rescue greyhounds. Tony, it's amazing that you do all this and then, oh yeah, you own a team, and then, oh yeah, you drive and win championships. You really, really, I wish other people would.
Man, did he pay you?
No, he didn't.
See,
and I just get so mad when other media
don't
say
this,
that.
It'll ruin my bad reputation.
Exactly. And besides, I know how
just
you can get a...
Thank you, Tony.
You know society now, and you know the media. They don't want what's a good feel story. They want what's going to sell papers and what's going to make an interesting story and make it controversial. So if it's not controversial, they're not going to talk about
Tony,
it. Anyway.
And
we don't do it for that reason anyway. I mean, we do that stuff because we love doing it.
Are you Gary Selzy's daddy?
Yeah. Because I always tell him, who's your daddy, Selzy? Who's your daddy? And he always says, you are, Smoke.
Tony Stewart says he's your daddy.
Obviously, I'm Smoke's real daddy, but he got all the looks.
Who's got the bigger cojones, a funny car driver like Gary Selzy or you, next to a Cup pilot?
Well, he may have the cojones, but I got the brains between the two of us.
Who's got the bigger huevos, funny car pilot or next to a Cup pilot?
Let me just show you on that one. And Smoke, you know the answer.
Well, he's got three championships. You got one.
I got three in 1 year. Check the record books, big boy.
Who's got the more important championships, Gary Selzy?
Well, Smoke's got the more important championships, but I fly American Airlines. He rides the Greyhound.
Better golfer, you or Gary Selzy?
Selzy, because he doesn't have a job half the time, and he has a lot more chances to play golf than I do. I actually have to work for a living.
Who's the better golfer, you or Smoke?
Obviously, I'm way better than Smoke because he stands on the wrong side of the ball.
Yeah, Selzy... Selzy smelled too much methanol and nitro. He's burnt too many brain cells just smelling the fumes off of his car.
In a leg wrestling championship, who would win?
Oh, I'd kill him. I got tree stumps for legs. That's what happens when you push on the clutch.
If you guys were to leg wrestle, who would win the leg wrestling contest?
I'm not entering a leg wrestling contest.
But Gary said...
Unless it's with Crash.
This is Gary Selzy versus Tony Stewart. Crash is out of this. She's wearing all your Smoke gear, trying to give you some pub on Speed
she's
Channel.
Looking right. She's looking right now. But
And that's Gary Selzy, too. He always tries to steer things towards Crash.
Yeah. But Crash is smarter than to wear Selzy gear. I mean, you don't want stuff thrown at you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That
those two. We need a reunion with those two.
Absolutely. I love that back and forth banter with them. And it was funny hearing Tony Stewart kind of like throw some digs in at the NHRA circuit. Because, I mean, and now he's doing Top Fuel. So that's amazing. I would love to see some more back and forth between them, between different drivers, different series. That was amazing. Did you ever leg wrestle with Tony?
Oh, heck no.
And
no, thank you.
When you watch these interviews, remember, this is over 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And like now that's kind of commonplace what you're seeing with these guys. But this is how we came in with Speed Freaks. We came in hard with our interviews. And you may think...
Can we just be honest with something? This is why. Those interviews are why NASCAR wouldn't give us hard cards for many, many years. Meanwhile, head PR guy Jim Hunter would say, we love what you're doing, but... you understand our stance, right? And be like, okay, Jim, we're not changing. Yeah. And then, unfortunately, we lost Jim. A few years later, we got hard cards. But the series were a little scared of us because of where we went.
The series was. The drivers were going, please, if my PR person says no, you go around them and then you come to me. Carl Edwards would say that.
Edward, yes.
Yeah. But we've got Carl Edwards' mom on air with us.
Cussing.
I mean, dropping two S-bombs and then dropped, I think, maybe an F-bomb in the second interview with her and Carl. That was when we were at Texas Motor Speedway.
Yep. And nice. Then she said something like, well, Carl, I thought you said these were the fun guys.
Coming up next, his name is Big Daddy Don Garlitz, and the significance of Big Daddy Don Garlitz to not just drag racing but to motorsports in general. Some people say it's more significance with Big Daddy than even John Force and maybe even Carroll Shelby. We're going to spend a good 8-9 minutes with Big Daddy Don Garlitz. Coming up next involves aliens, pistols. Whose driver's asses he wanted to kick. Yeah. Also coming up, Shaquille O'Neal, Catherine Legg, Frankie Muniz, and more. Coming up, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for 2 decades.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin. Let the gobbler get it.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Let's go, boys.
No gimmicks, it's Rob Howard.
Two heavyweights really going bar to bar. And he takes the lead.
I got nothing to lose.
Man, I hope this truck works, because it ain't ever hit these jumps like this before.
As you can see, we've had another beautiful day on the Ironman.
Freeze over the bars! We gave it hell.
do. General Tire delivers.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Watching speed. All right, I'll do it again. I know you guys are gonna put this one anyway. Hey guys, I'm Tony Cannon. I drive the car number 11 of the 7-Eleven Andretti Green Team in the IRL. And are you watching Speed on Speed Freaks on the damn thing? I don't know what I'm supposed to say again. Hold on.
That's actually perfect.
That's Tony.
I know. Good. Just don't pull your balls out, Tony.
Celebrating 25 years of Speed Freaks, and we couldn't have done it without General Tire. Freak Nation, do us a favor, and General Tire a favor. Check out their website, generaltire.com, generaltire.com. All that summer travel about to happen, make sure you're rolling in on a set of General Tires. I spent two full days with the legend that is Big Daddy Don Garlitz at his house, at his shop in Ocala, Florida. Oh, gosh. Again, let's just say 2007, 2008, something like that, 17, 18 years ago. And it's incredible what came out of this interview. We condensed it down to about 8 minutes where we talk about aliens, fans losing their arms, Big Daddy losing his foot. We also catch up with him in Denver talking about pistols in fire suits. There's so much here. The legend that is Big Daddy Don Garlitz, NHRA superstar, and we wouldn't be here without dudes like this. Big Daddy now, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Staging area. You'll notice when they come to the starting line, they'll clean the tires to make sure everything possible has been done to get their warrior off on the best kind of start. Jim Warren from Bakersfield, California. Most of the crowd standing for the finals in the Top Fuel Eliminator. Garlitz moving up into position. Garlitz wins it!
Ah, the Swamp Rat. There's so much history there with that car and all the other front-engine dragsters. But there is a big reason why they are not being run anymore in drag racing. And let's just have him tell the story.
March the 8th, 1970, 5:30 p.m. And I let the clutch out and the sprag flipped over backwards. The drum went up somewhere on the way up to 27,000. It split into two pieces, two great big knives like a scythe. And they cut through the quarter-inch steel case right through the frame rails. And, of course, on the way, it cut my foot off. And then that piece bounced up into the stands and cut a kid's arm off. And it could have been a real, real catastrophe. But Mickey Thompson was there, and he was the first to the car. And his wife was a nurse, and they knew this really trick surgeon that was top-notch, but he was in Pasadena at a different hospital. So they called, they got him on the phone, and they helicoptered him to the Pacific Coast Hospital. And the good doctor was there when I got there. That was that quick. Anyway, they got the kid in the hospital, and somebody had the foresight to get some ice and stuff and put the arm and all in it, you know, and brought it to the hospital, and they rolled him right on. They rolled him right there, and I'm right here, and the doctor's with me, and they looked over at this thing. Oh, my God. Don, he said, you know, I'm here for you. He said, you know, they called me to come work on you. He said, ain't a lot I can do with this, he says, other than close the wound. He said, now it's a good possibility that I can save this kid's arm. What do you want me to do? Well, I mean, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure out what the answer to that was. Anyway, the good doctor, they gave me a good shot of morphine, put me to sleep, and the doctor put the kid's arm back on. And 1 year later, when we showed up at Lyons, he was there and he worked on the crew with us. Everything worked fine. That's something. And if Mickey Thompson hadn't made that call, that kid would have one arm today.
That is quite a story. And believe it or not, with how bad it is, something good came from it, the evolution of drag racing. Don Garlitz, sitting in his hospital bed, came up with the idea of the rear engine dragster. That's what Top Fuel is today. Of course, he got laughed at. Nobody thought it could be done. He failed on numerous attempts, but as time went on, Don Garlitz and his mechanical genius gave us the future of drag racing.
I'm prouder of that than any other thing I've ever done, any championship, any race. That's number one in my book of what I gave to the sport.
Don Garlitz is an amazing storyteller, and we've learned a lot on this visit. But here's a little something from the Outer Limits. And before you go discounting anything he might have to say about aliens, he has proof from all around the world on just why he believes.
I don't believe in UFOs. I know about them. There's a difference. You believe in God, you've not seen him. But I've seen the UFOs. I've actually seen the craft on several occasions, four or five times in my lifetime, and lots of times with witnesses that saw them with me, so I know I wasn't hallucinating. The fact of the matter is, the planet was colonized by aliens 500,000 years ago. This time around, there's been catastrophic things have happened to the planet. There has probably been intelligent civilizations on this planet millions of years ago, and the artifacts show up every once in a while. Like there was a geode out in California they cut open, had a spark plug in it. They're millions of years old. Footprints were in the strata in California where they were cutting away the stone, a dinosaur and a human footprints with a modern soles on the shoes, side by side with the dinosaur. So it tells you that there's a lot going on that we don't know about. But just to bring it, just the modern time, the aliens that are here now colonized this place about 500,000 years ago.
Don, but there's people watching this going, this guy's crazy. This old man's flipped over his car so many times, his brain's loose.
That's because the human race is in denial. We want to think, I'm glad you asked that question. We want to think that we're the best, God's creation, the top of the rung of the ladder. We know everything. There's nothing else to know. We know all about physics. We know all about everything about technology. There's just a few little things left for us to learn, and we'll be going to the stars. The human race is not really ready to become part of the galactic community. Look at all these wars and killings we got on. We're the poorest stewards of our planet. We're destroying the environment. We're overpopulating the earth. The human race, left to its own devices, will return to the trees. And if I don't see that around me every day, there ain't a cow in Texas.
Whose ass do you want to beat the most on that drag strip?
Perdomo, Force, and Bernstein? That's a no-brainer. There's only one guy that I love to beat the most, and that was the snake. Oh, I tell you, me and the snake have had some really duels, and they were, I mean, we're friends, but I mean, when we got out there on that track, it was a blood fight.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Give me a story. Did you ever just beat his ass in general? I mean, just kick his ass?
You talk to him today, and he'll tell you the same thing. There's nobody he wanted to beat more than me.
Did you ever take him down in the sand pit and get him in one of those Big Daddy headlocks?
We never rolled in the dirt. We come close a couple of times.
Well, the Snake Perdomo said there might have been guys back in the 60s that were actually carrying a piece in their fire suit to settle some of those arguments.
That's absolutely the truth. They call it a fire suit pistol.
Did you have one?
A pocket sewed right in the fire suit for
did
the.
You
they
have
carried
one?
A little like a 25 automatic or something like that. So in case there was problems at the other end, because like if there was nobody to stop a burn down or anything, it could be, or a guy didn't want to come up. And so when they got down to the other end, sometimes they went to fisticuffs down there.
The King Richard Petty, huge legend in NASCAR, and obviously Don Garlitz, huge legend in drag racing. But what does Don Garlitz think of his contemporary? Can a legend have a hero?
He's a real, true American icon, hero, apple pie, mom, trains, NASCAR. I mean, if whatever you have, the flag. In other words, if I had to pick a guy in the United States to represent America and what it stands for, the patriotism, the goodness of America, the godliness of America, I would put Richard Petty up there. Now that's what I think of Richard Petty. And it brings tears to my eyes, because we need more people like him.
Wow.
And Freak Nation, Big Daddy Don Garless, like I said, you won't find this anywhere. There it is. Holy smokes.
Yep. Yeah.
Let that resonate for a little bit. Coming up next, Freak Nation, Shaquille O'Neal, Catherine Legg, Frankie Muniz, Erica Enders, Angel Sampei,
Mario Andretti.
It's all coming up right here. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill-up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
For more than 75 years, University of Maryland Global Campus has given you the opportunity to build your next success. Choose from more than 135 degree and certificate programs in career-relevant fields like business, healthcare, data analytics, cybersecurity, and more. Plus, we offer 100% online and hybrid courses, personalized advising, and lifetime career services. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Let's go, boys.
Rob Howard.
Two heavyweights really going bar to bar. And it takes the lead.
I got nothing to lose.
Man, I hope this shot works, because it ain't ever hit these jumps like this before.
As you can see, we've had another beautiful day on the Isle of Man.
Freeze over the bars!
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Celebrating 25 years of Speed Freak, started with one radio station in Los Angeles, grew to affiliates across the country, TV on Speed Channel, ESPN, ESPN2, Fox, Verse. We were on so many freaking networks. And we're recapping the last 25 years. Coming up next hour, Mario Andretti, John Force, Carl Edwards, and more coming up. But first, this is a conglomerate piece, a combination of so many interviews where featuring Shaquille O'Neal with IndyCar driver Rafa Matos. Frankie Muniz is in there. Catherine Legg from 20 years ago. Erica Enders and Jel Sanpei. I'm just going to let it speak for itself. Enjoy it as we celebrate 25 years of Speed Freaks here in the Freak Nation. Rafa Matos, IndyCar pilot, and Shaquille O'Neal with Crash Gladys and Kenny Sargent.
Crash Gladys?
Yes, that is
That's
me.
That's a hell of a name.
I Twittered you today, by the way.
Oh, I didn't check it yet. Crash Gladys. Check it.
Yes, you like that?
Yeah, that's hot.
I Crash live by
It's
it.
Trademark. Don't be putting that in. And you can't stop the rain, too, baby.
No, I won't. Crash Gladys.
You like that?
Yeah.
Shaq, it was 1996. I was with UPN News 13 at the time in Los Angeles. I walk in, and you and I, we don't talk basketball. We start talking music. We started talking about your record in 1996 that came out, and I saw a side of you that lit up bigger than any championship. Sorry about that. Any championship that you won, you were talking something other than basketball, man. You were talking about your album. You're talking about music. Why was that so special to you?
I mean, as a kid, just like Rafa here, you know, we all have many dreams. You know, after this, we're going to Brazil to go surfing.
No, and you're not.
So yeah, of course. So, you know, for me, it was an opportunity to just get one of my dreams accomplished, and you know, that particular album sold 1 million copies. The other ones didn't do so well, but,
I hear yeah. 1 million.
Yeah,
but that was You Can't Stop the Rain.
Yes,
right?
Yes. So, you know, I had a good time doing it, and I remember you, and you're actually better looking now than you were then. No, I'm just saying, you know, you get better with age.
Well, I had the anchor do, Shaq.
No, I mean, but you look good now.
Elio Castroneves, 2-time Indy 500 winner. What?
Fingers again.
Elio Castroneves, 2-time Indy 500 winner with the Speed Freaks here on Speed. Elio, you keep talking about Tony Kanaan and how he used to help you out with the ladies. You don't have any trouble now, do you?
No. Hey, now he helped me got my confidence. You know what I'm saying? So I went for it. He was, like I say, he was a kid from the capital, and I was from the city. I was the hillbilly, let's put it this way. You know, so I was learning in life. You know, getting there and. So he gave me a little push, you know, so and then that was great. Here we go.
Who gets more chicks, Pele, Ronaldo, Jackie Stewart, or Elio Castroneves?
Bleep. I don't know. I better skip that answer. I'm very happy the way I am right now, so let's keep this way.
What is it with this woman infatuation in motorsports? Does it drive you crazy?
No, not really. It's like completely over my head. So I've dealt with it for so long.
Well, okay. Are we past that now?
Oh, yeah. I think we're past that.
Worldwide or just Americans?
Getting that way worldwide, but obviously just Americans. It's still a big factor, but really I think the people who are in the know, it's past that.
Okay, now speaking of people in the know, your team owner, Kevin Kalkovan, he said a little story to me a couple hours ago saying that when you went into the lobby a couple years ago saying that you were such a good driver and saying, hey, you need to take a look at me, he actually told his secretary, hey, get her out of here.
Oh, he did? He never told me that.
But look at your persistence and look what happened. And you said, kiss my butt, I'm going to win the Long Beach Grand Prix.
Well, I didn't quite say it like that, but yeah, that's how it ended up. So,
your persistence was huge. How did you keep up with it?
Well, if you want something badly enough, you make it happen. So I would suggest to anybody, if they want something that badly, they go out and they make it happen. I think that's really important.
So did you want Champ Car badly? Because you had a lot of tests in the off season, whether it's A1GP, F1, Champ Car. You want a Champ Car badly or just anything, whatever felt the most comfortable?
Champ Car for sure now. You know, I really do have a lot of faith in where it's going, and I think that it's really important to me to be part of that.
Frankie Muniz in the Speed Freaks pits, Malcolm in the middle fame. But now, the only, from what you say, the only actor turned racer full time that you know of, right?
Yeah, you know, I know a lot of actors have wanted to become race car drivers and have gotten involved in racing as a hobby. But this is my career now. This is it for me. So.
Because Paul Newman, it was still a hobby. The guy had success, but it was still a hobby.
Yeah. He was always still an actor and making sauce and stuff and salad dressing. So, you know, it wasn't full time where I'm doing this full time. You know, I'm training and testing and trying to prepare as much as possible to be a professional race car driver and do the best I can and, you know, to be able to be safe and stuff like that, too. So, it's going well, and I'm having fun.
Well, you had the Jones when you were on the set for Malcolm in the Middle. You wanted a race. And you said yourself, dude, I should have started when I was 5, not when I was 20.
Yeah, well, you know, I acted since I was 8 years old, always been on a set, always loved racing, always watched racing, wanted to be involved in it.
Well, just make sure it's not one of those stupid child actor horror stories, all right? Damn it, no drugs or alcohol, just race your butt off.
Abort! Oh, yeah, I'm totally straight edge. You don't have anything to worry about that. You know, I might, knock on wood, die in a race car, but I think that's a pretty rock star.
We're not going to see you in Betty Ford Clinic here next year because you finished 30th out of 30 cars.
Oh, no, you know, I'm not. You know.
And we're going to close this bad boy off with more ladies. Driving for Don Schumacher, Erica Enders and JL Sampe. Good to have you guys in here.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Erica, you're part of this Don Schumacher camp now. There are 12 drivers with Don Schumacher. What do you do, Erica? You're a beautiful woman, a heck of a driver, but you still have to be able to separate yourself from all these people. What do you do to separate yourself from these guys?
I drive pro stock for one. I know we've got a girl in Top Fuel and motorcycle, and now I'm pro stock, so that's pretty cool. You know, coming to Don Schumacher is a great opportunity for me, and I'm really excited about it.
You know what, though? You told me something before the show started. I said, you guys known each other a long time, talking about your fiance. And you said, well, no, he's not into racing. He was into, like, he, like, had prized cows or something.
Yep, they raise show cattle in Tennessee, small town.
That is wild. So, in other words, you go home and go, look at my trophy for racing, and he go, what do you think of that heifer, baby?
Yeah, look at my belt buckle.
That's good.
And Joe, I actually can relate to that. I have been referred to that. When I was sponsored by Winston, one of my competitors who obviously hated me and wanted me to go away, remember that big giant no bull balloon that used to float above the trailer? They pulled it down and spray painted just heifers on it. So it said no bull, just heifers. Thinking that was going to make me want to go home. Well, right.
It just made you
come
kick their
on.
Butt.
Yep.
Nice.
Have the people in a male-dominated thing, have they tried to get you to go away? Because you just be getting faster every year.
Yeah. I mean, they try, and it's not going to work. And I'm sure Angel's the same way. You know, they throw really chauvinistic comments at you and, you know, oh, are you a model? Are you driving the race car? I'm like, no, I'm in my fire suit for my health, you know. But I'm here to stay, and I've been racing since I was 8 years old. So since 92, I've been hearing all that crap.
Celebrating 25 years of Speed Freaks, and that kind of puts a nice little cap on the first hour, Crasher.
Yeah. We talked with Catherine Legg about, hey, are we over this woman in motorsports thing? And then we ended with Erica saying, yeah, we still got chauvinistic comments. And meanwhile, that was all 25 years ago, and we're still dealing with that in 2025. People, well, we're getting better.
Richie, when you watch this, again, of the four of us here, you're the longest tenured with Crash and me, which, by the way, Statman, who was with us for, let's just say he's still with us for 25 years. He's going to be joining us next hour with some insight as well. Richie, when you see some of these that you haven't seen in a while, is it still shocking to you, or it's like, no, I'm not surprised?
No, it's not. I want to go back to we didn't get a chance to talk after the Don Garlitz interview there, right. But I had never seen pictures or haven't had much discussed that and didn't realize that for the longest time, dragsters had those engines in the front like that. And so when you played the footage of 1967 Big Daddy, that blew my mind. Mm-hmm. That was insane. I had never seen that in my life before. I didn't really realize it. And hearing him tell that story of having to go to the hospital and saving that kid's arm was incredible. So seeing that footage, I'm still stuck on that from like 15 minutes ago. And so it's crazy that I can be a part of the show for over a decade at this point in time. I was joined in 2011, and I still will see stuff that I've never seen before and still appreciate, and that's cool. So that's crazy. I've been around for almost half the show's existence. That's wild.
Think about that.
Because I'm trying to think. It was when I was on maternity leave, right?
Yeah,
2014.
The first time I met you guys was during the Daily Show, Fox Sports 9, 10 days, and you guys were on leave because Henley was just born. So when I joined, and so that's a I started on The Daily Show and then kind of went from there.
Yeah.
2014. So in case you ever wonder, Kenny, hey, how long has Richie been on the show? Oh, yeah, he joined basically at the same time as Henley. So you can.
How old is Henley? Oh, that's how long Richie's been on the show, 11 years.
Yeah.
Freak Nation, we got a second hour of this, and it only gets better. John Force, Mario Andretti, Jimmy Johnson, a freshly minted Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, wow.
Jeff Gordon, when he opened up his restaurant at California Speedway. Who else am I missing? Oh, maybe Carl Edwards, when he gives us a tour of his rented RV at Texas Motor Speedway after his RV or his coach burned down. So, yeah, it's been a hell of a 25 years, Freak Nation.
And Statman returns.
Statman does return. And we're happy to share it with you, Freak Nation. Big second hour coming up. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
For more than 75 years, University of Maryland Global Campus has given you the opportunity to build your next success. Choose from more than 135 degree and certificate programs in career-relevant fields like business, healthcare, data analytics, cybersecurity, and more. Plus, we offer 100% online and hybrid courses, personalized advising, and lifetime career services. Learn more at umgc.edu, certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
For more than 30 years, Lucas Oil Products has been solving some of the most difficult mechanical problems in the automotive, marine, and industrial industries. From our original Core 4 products, heavy-duty oil stabilizer, power steering, stop leak, transmission fix, and fuel treatment, we have now developed over 400 custom products to help solve some of the world's toughest mechanical issues. Go to lucasoil.com to see what we have in store for you. Lucas Oil. It works.
Let's go, boys.
Hot, hot, hot. Soars on.
No gimmicks, it's raw power.
Two heavyweights really going bar to bar. And it takes the lead.
You got nothing to lose.
Man, I hope this truck works, because it ain't ever hit these jumps like this before.
Like you can see, we've had another beautiful day on the island, man.
Freeze over the bars. We gave it hell.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
My stuff's untucked, but you're tucked in, Dale.
Yeah, I went shopping a couple weeks ago. I had to get it up for the SEMA show out here.
I mean, this guy has come, considering where he was, this guy's come a long way.
He's much improved.
This is Roger Penske, and he's only on speed because of Speed Freaks. Right, Rog?
I love it. Yeah, thanks.
You're trying to knock me over a little bit here.
I do. I am getting kind of close to you. What's up with that?
I don't know. It's like you're trying to kiss me or something.
You got Roger DeCoster, James Bubba Stewart, Ricky Carmichael, Jeremy McGrath, Ricky Johnson. Where are you out of those five riders?
I'm at the top of the list. That's a dumb question.
Four wheels and a steering wheel, so why not? So I might ask Tony Stewart for a job one day.
Tony, is it true that Jeff Gordon takes all your women?
The only one he's taken from me is Crash, so I didn't think it was that big a deal.
Who does Chip Ganassi like better?
Dan Weldon, for sure.
Well, me, of course. I've been around long enough. I think I'm almost the longest standing driver in this team.
You know, what are you talking about, man? The day they stop having cars in the inner city, I'll stop smoking. Until then, don't insult my intelligence.
Spice young ladies are taking notice of you.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing. At least they're looking at me. I hope they're looking at me because I'm hot.
You know what? I'm very comfortable wearing this. And, you know, if you think I'm a so well.
Try again. Live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios, driven by General Tire.
Rock on, baby!
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
It is the second hour of Speed Freaks as we celebrate 25 years of doing this stuff, Freak Nation. Coming up this hour, one of the OGs, Statman, will be back with us for the first time since December of 2024. He'll be joining us here in the Freak Nation, and we'll feature him with a very young Jimmy Johnson in the interview. Coming up this hour, Mario Andretti. Gosh, 12 years ago it was? Mm-hmm. Crasher, was it? It was you and me.
We've done a few with him, so
this
yeah.
this was at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It was 20. You were pregnant.
Oh well, then that would be 12 years ago. It was 2013.
It was 2013. Yeah. Mario Andretti, 12 years ago. Also, Kyle Busch. Speaking of 12 years ago, he looks like he's 12 years old in this one interview that we do with Kyle Busch, and that was from Las Vegas. Right?
We used to do several interviews with him in his hometown of Vegas, and he looks young in all of them. So, yeah I don't know what that connection was 20-some-odd years ago, but it was a lot.
So, Kyle Busch coming up, and Carl Edwards, where he just gives me a tour of his RV that he had at Texas Motor Speedway that he rented because of his prior RV had burnt to the ground. So, he said, come on, roll through this thing with me. Yeah.
Didn't Tony Stewart have an RV issue heading to Texas Motor Speedway as well?
No,
I feel like that was a thing.
Eddie Gossage, if you pissed Eddie Gossage off, Eddie Gossage would put you in the back 40.
That was never Tony Stewart nor Carl Edwards, though. They were always buddies with Eddie, so
Cole Cusumano, you doing okay through these 25 years, buddy?
Absolutely. I'm happy to be a part of this little family we got here, and I'm running off espresso and some cold brew, so I'm ready for the second hour.
Second hour of the Freaks, man.
Yes,
when you, Cole, when you see some of these interviews that you've never seen before, and I'm not looking for a humble brag, but you see how and why we started Speed Freaks. If you put yourself in the position of 20 years ago of asking these type of questions and having this kind of an attitude with the drivers.
Yeah, and I think that's why it stood the test of time for a quarter century, because you have these interviews that people don't really think about when you think about motorsports coverage. They're fun, they're in your face, they're loud, and that's the Speed Freaks brand. I think that's, again, why it's stood the test of time and why it should last another 25 years. It's been really fun to watch. And again, me not being a motorsports fan until later in my life, 2008, it's cool to kind of get this little history lesson from Crash and a few segments and just some really cool drivers that I might have missed out on over the years.
Freddie. Mario Andretti's been coming to the Freak Nation so many years. He's one of the individuals that very seldom turn us down for interviews. Crasher and I are at the 2013 Indianapolis 500. And as you'll see in this interview, he just kind of stops on by and says, hey, can we talk? It's Mario Andretti with the Freaks 12 years ago. But we jump back a few more years with Statman talking to Mario about Marco Andretti, his grandson. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Marco Andretti, 19 years old, wins his first big-time IndyCar race as a rookie. Mario Andretti waited until his early 20s to win his most significant open-wheel race. I dare you, Freak Nation, to tell me that Marco Andretti is not going to be as good or better than Mario Andretti. I know I'm already getting you fired up.
It's not even fair
to
the kid.
Relax. Let's go over to Statman Carruthers, who's hanging with the legend, Mario Andretti, to talk a little bit about his grandson and how good he's going to be. Statman, it's yours.
We are here with the legendary Mario Andretti. Let me get right to it, Mario. We're asking the question whether or not your grandson, Marco, is ever going to be as good as you. Let me get your opinion.
Well, Statman, I hope better. I'm sincere about that. And I think he has all the qualities. He's at the level now that... I was 25, 26 already when I reached the level that he's enjoying today. So he's got a head start on both myself and his dad, actually. And I'll tell you what, I'm really proud of him. I'm really proud of the fact that he's dealing with it like a real pro already. So, again, we can only keep our fingers crossed, but I think he has a bright future.
Wake up, you happy bastard.
I love it. Okay, go.
Mario Andretti, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent hanging out here in the Pagoda here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. There's a freaking race going on. Do you give a damn?
I'm trying to. In fact, I was on my way to some practice until you guys stopped me. So I'm missing out on all the action, but...
No, you stopped us. You said, put the mic in front of my face.
Oh, I forgot.
I was talking to Marco yesterday afternoon, and I said, how old were you when you could first outrun Mario Andretti with your legs? And he said, at 9 years old, he could outrun you. Is that true?
Well, that's his version, obviously.
What's the Mario's version?
I can outrun him now.
Oh! You are pretty svelte for being, 50 years old.
That's right. Yeah, no problem. Believe me, I can give him a run for his money.
You don't talk to me unless I've got the lovely and talented Crash Gladys with me, right?
Oh, absolutely. I tell you, that's what's carrying you. So I hope you're grateful.
Because you never were a ladies man. You never had a fondness for the ladies, did you?
No, but I mean, it's growing on me now.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? It's really hard to adjust.
Hate this.
Yeah, exactly. You and Alex Zanardi were talking earlier, speaking all this Italian speak. Can you teach me another bad word? You taught me some bad words in the past. Can we do another one?
No bad words.
No more?
No, I'm sorry. I have to go to confession then. No, no way.
You said I had to because somebody claimed I was a Bobby Unser fan. Really?
Oh. Then you have to go to confession now.
Because I can only be a Mario fan, right?
I think
so. And why is that?
Because I think I'm the better guy. I mean, I'm better looking, younger, all of this stuff.
So who's got the fatter wallet?
Yeah, there you go.
He does.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, he still has the first dollar he ever made. Yeah.
Is it framed?
We visited your damn...
He'll never buy you a hamburger.
I heard he was a cheap bastard.
He is a cheap bastard, yes.
Who's the cheapest bastard you ever ran against?
Bobby Unser.
Now, were you shocked at what Will Power did with the double fingers that time, or were you going, give him hell, Will?
Sometimes you have to make a point. You've got to express yourself. And I think that's what he needed to do, and I admire that.
Is there a difference between an Italian bird and an American flip of the bird?
They go the same place.
But wait. I was told once that this is kind of the bird in Europe. It's kind of the backwards peace sign or the sideways peace sign. Yeah, something like that. Not that, but that.
Well, I just go with it.
It's like a double bird with one hand.
Yeah, that's right. Just some places in the world just don't do this, friend.
Oh, what is this? There's the bad stuff. I knew it'd come out. Yes.
And last
A-hole.
But... A-hole. What former Formula One driver did you want to flip off the most?
I can't say because he's no longer with us.
Oh, that's okay.
What current Formula One driver would you want to flip off the most, driving right now?
I tell you, I admire all of them. but honestly, I truly do, and nobody really sticks into me.
Yeah, but you weren't a Ralph Schumacher fan, were you?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good guy. He tried, you know, he tried really hard, obviously, you know.
He gets the green ribbon, the participant ribbon?
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, he had a tough road to hoe, you know, because of the example that his brother set. And, but, you know, he tried. He, in his own way, he was a pretty decent race driver.
Mario Andretti, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent. Not the sideway peace sign or not that?
No.
Perfect. Thank you, as always.
Thank you,
love it.
Hey, it's Kenny Sargent.
And I'm Crash Gladys, and then there's this guy.
Hey, I'm Mario Andretti, and I'll tell you what, be sure you listen to these guys because they're the only ones that can carry my jackstrap.
The only ones to carry my jackstrap. Okay,
I'm curious,
Mario.
If the, and Richie, you may know this better than I do, if the current Formula One drivers revere Mario Andretti like we do.
Oh, they absolutely have to. It's the Andretti name is the biggest name in all of motorsports history. So I can't imagine I haven't really heard any of them asked about it, right? He's not right in the same sentence, yep, as, you know, normally as a Schumacher or a Lewis Hamilton or a Senna, et cetera, but that name carries a lot of weight no matter what four wheels or two wheels you're running, that's for sure.
Except for certain people with Formula One who made them remove the name in order to get Cadillac on the grid. Just mind-boggling. But, yeah, that will forever be a topic of conversation in F1 circles.
Freak Nation, as we celebrate 25 years of Speed Freaks. Coming up next, Carl Edwards inside his hauler and Kyle Busch as a teenager. That's next. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
General Tire delivers.
Every success you've had began with a great opportunity. Now there's another one. Last 8 year, University of Maryland Global Campus awarded over $21 million in scholarships to qualified students, including community college students, service members, veterans, and working adults. Now is the time to move your career forward with an online and accredited skills-based education. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Here I come,
Sports Radio, redefined.
Again, celebrating 25 years of Speed Freaks as we look back. A quarter century. Holy smokes. And couldn't do it without our friends at Lucas Oil. Go to lucasoil.com to find a line of products to keep all of your rides fat and happy. Again, we could not have done this for 25 years without Lucas Oil. So support our partners, right? Go to lucasoil.com. Coming up, we've got Statman Carruthers who'll be joining us, one of the OGs here in the Freak Nation. You know, Suave, looking at your tenure here with the Freaks, you've been with us almost half of our lifespan.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
11 years now. 11 years. Started on The Daily Show, January 2014, as an intern in my last semester of college. And now, 11 years later, I've been able to go to the Indianapolis 500, among other things. And it's been a blast. So I'm glad you've kept me around this long, despite becoming the old man at the Freak Nation at this point.
Old man.
Cole Cusimano, what were you doing the summer of 2000?
Summer of 2000. Yeah. Well, young Cole was only 4 years old.
Aww.
I was definitely in pre-K at the time. I remember that for sure. But summertime, man, probably hanging out at the old Village Greens pool in Staten Island, going to Keensburg, riding some roller coasters as a youngster. But yeah, living it up in New York as a kid.
Kiddie coasters, though.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
But you Yankees wore, you guys
Yankees.
Wore.
Yankees. Yeah. Whoa.
Okay, you Northerners wore freaking Speedos at that age, right? Like before, when you were in the pool, you wore a Speedo. Yeah, come on.
No, no way. Yeah, I had giant trunks, yeah.
You have a Speedo?
Usually dinosaurs on them, for sure. Yeah.
Dinosaurs.
1,000%. 1,000%. My mom probably still has them, actually, saved up in storage. She's like that. Mm.
Honestly, the early 2000s were baggy anything. Mm-hmm. Cargo shorts, baggy jeans. I think we had a Tony Stewart appearance in the first hour, and he came up on stage with his baggy jeans from the 2000s. So, yeah, I could see your baggy swim trunks at the ripe age of four.
You ever worn a Speedo?
No way. Oh, I've seen photos, though, back in the day of my parents, not my parents, but uncles and their friends and such. So it's definitely... Speedos. It was a trend back in the day, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I still owe a bet where I'm supposed to wear a Speedo/thong of some sort, but I never paid that off.
Chicago Blackhawks thong.
There you go.
Yep. Yikes.
Oh, because they beat the Yotes?
I don't remember.
No, it had to be the Stars and the Hawks, right? It had to be that.
Stars and Coyotes, I think so.
Oh, it was Stars and Coyotes, right?
Yeah.
But why Blackhawks?
Because I hate the Blackhawks and still do.
Me too.
Kyle Busch, man, he's been in the Freak Nation many, many years. Sometimes reluctantly, and some of the interviews that he's joined us reluctantly, you can see it in his face. But this is way back when. This is probably, in 2001, 2002, Crasher?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When he was he running for, regardless, Kyle Busch looks like he's 14 years old when we caught up with him in Las Vegas. And, young Kyle Busch here, Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Let's go inside the freaking ride with Kenny Sargent.
Kyle Busch and Speed Freaks Pits, and you've been in our pits a number of times, especially with all those wins last year in the Busch Series. And when you roll in, you seem to get a little cocky. Is it the Speed Freaks that bring it out of you? What is it?
Yeah, it is. You guys are all about the cockiness, so I got to make sure I set you back down in your place before you get to me. So I make sure that I'm all over you, like... You're trying to knock me over a little bit here.
I do. I am getting kind of close to you. What's up with that?
I don't know. It's like you're trying to kiss me or something.
Yeah, it won't happen. Maybe your brother, but your brother's got the $5 million. I'd kiss him before I'd kiss you.
Well, I'd make sure I'd ran away, but if Crash was doing it, I might stand a different chance there.
That's right. She is behind the camera there. Is it kind of distracting with me standing here and Crash behind the camera?
No, I can look over there, but there's a camera hiding her face, so I got to look at you for now because I'm talking to you.
This is what we're going to do. Crash, you're going to hand me the camera. I'm going to take the camera, and you're going to interview Kyle. Kyle, hold the mic, will you?
All right, here, I'm holding. Come on over here, Crash. She's gonna do the interview.
See, he can interview me. Kyle's gonna interview me. Kyle, you were just texting your girlfriend, though, so she wouldn't think too much about this, would she?
No, but she's all cool with it. We're just messing around, having a good old time with the Crash Gladys here in the pits of what?
Speed Freaks Pits. You know,
Speed
just the Freak
Freaks,
Nation, baby.
Speed Freaks to Freak Nation. Come on.
You know, we're going to nominate you. You are the ambassador of the Freak Nation. The emperor.
Am I?
Yes.
Sweet. See, I don't even have the mic on her when she's talking. I'm trying to.
That's all right. You're used to just having one right here in your helmet. That's
yeah, exactly. Thing. It's right in my face.
Well, okay, what do you say to your guys? When things are going well on the track, what do you say to them? Do you yell things like American Idol songs or anything like that? What do you do?
I just kind of give out the little, yeah, come on, the thing's going great or something like that. You know, last week at qualifying, I was actually going out of back straight and went, yeah, because I got through one and two so good because we were on a pole winning lap. So it was pretty cool to do that.
So someone from Vegas goes, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's close. That's close.
What about, do you have any music pumping through there? Come on, you got to have something.
No, we don't have anything going like that. But before the race, we're always listening to our XM MiFis, you know, stuff like that. So we're up on Channel 20 or, you know, the Top 20 or Kiss FM or the Mix Station. So we're trying to get some of that in there, of course.
Okay. You're talking Kiss FM, the WiFis. What kind of music do you like when you're driving back from the track and you want to hear some good stuff?
I'm listening to some Godsmack or some Metallica, AC/DC, you know, some of that kind of stuff.
Now we're talking.
Every once in a while, I'll throw in the Eminem or the Usher or something like that. But that's just because the girlfriend's in there with me.
Babies.
During the interview,
babies.
We're all trying to figure out what the exact year. So you think it was 2004, Richie?
2004. A couple giveaways there. The biggest one being the Nextel Cup Series logo behind him. And the fact that he is wearing a Kellogg's Racing shirt there. His first career start was 2004 Las Vegas in the Cup Series. So Kyle was born in 1985. So depending on when this exactly was, he would have been 18, maybe 19 years old at this time.
I think it was before May because he has a May birthday, right?
Yeah.
So
18. Yeah.
Wow. And that was great foreshadowing by you, by the way, Crash, because he has sort of become an ambassador for the show with Lucas Oil.
That's boom!
Look at that. 25 years later. Or 25 years,
look
I should say.
That.
Crazy.
The things we knew and we didn't know.
Was that right around the time, like maybe a year or two after, at the banquet where he was thanking his girlfriend at the time at the banquet and thanked another name?
Was that him?
Yeah, it was him.
What? I thought that was Kurt.
No, that was Kyle.
That was Kyle?
That was Kyle.
Wow.
Oopsies.
Crash.
Pre-Samantha days, so all good.
Where were you when Carl Edwards asked me to roll? Were you? Who was holding the? Oh, I was holding the camera with this. So Carl Edwards, Texas Motor Speedway, almost 20 years ago, his RV burnt down. So got him a fifth wheel and parked it in the middle of the driver's lot there at Texas Motor Speedway. We got wind of it, and Carl Edwards said, come on out. Let me give you a tour of the snappy little RV. It's so stupid, man. It's stupid.
Well, because it's almost like a lean-to. I mean, it's very...
No, I'm not insulting what he's got, Crasher. I'm talking about me. It's like, oh, let's go get a tour of your RV, bud. Let's look in your bathroom.
Hey.
I'm hanging with Carl Edwards, of course, former NASCAR Cup star.
Let's just be honest, though. If someone asked us to do something that was different, we never turned it down. Mm-hmm. So that's how this came about.
Couldn't be arrested.
True.
Carl Edwards, Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Carl,
hi, Bob.
Give me a tour of this fine establishment that you have.
This is the Prowler. It's a 26-8. Come on in. Let me show you what we're doing here. We got the doors open because we had to shampoo the carpet and it stunk a little bit, so we're letting it air out. We got our TV right here with the DVD player. Just got new up at the Walmarts. The bedroom back here, getting ready for an appearance tonight. Got to do for Office Depot. It's light. There you go.
That helps.
And this here is kind of the kitchen / living area. Tom makes breakfast over here on the stove. Works out pretty nice.
Yeah.
And this is kind of where I hang out. It's the master's chair. This is, other people don't sit here. This is kind of my own right here. I got my laptop. I can look at the weather. Speedfreaks.com, is that right?
Dot TV.
Oh, hey, yeah.
What is this?
We found some fossils today, which, I don't know, it's an ancient seabed here or something. They're pretty cool fossils. The bathroom back here, there's really not much to see. Got a blue mat.
Freshly flushed, by the way.
Yep. That's, nice. That? Works good. Shower and tub, which...
Do you fit in there, Carl Edwards?
No.
You don't fit
in
this?
I can't fit in a tub, dude.
What is a NASCAR guy having one of these fluffies in there for? What the hell are you wiping with that?
It keeps you nice and clean, buddy. It's important to stay clean. And that's about it, buddy.
Is that it?
That's the motor coach. Well, it's not a motor coach because it doesn't have a motor. That's the that's where we stay at the track.
Let the Freak Nation know that this is an exclusive touring for Speed Freaks and Carl Edwards.
This is very exclusive. I have not toured this. Well, no, I haven't. I haven't. This is for you guys.
All right, later.
See you.
There you go, Freak Nation. Behind the scenes with Carl Edwards.
Meanwhile, yes, loofahs keep you clean.
I didn't even know the name of them back then. Yeah. Fluffy thing.
Fluffy
loofahs.
I still don't use a loofah.
No.
You use a loofah?
No.
Richard?
No?
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
Loofahs are great. Yes. They scrub-a-dub-dub and get all the rubber and dirt track stuff off.
All right.
Just saying.
Statman joins us along with John Force, Jimmy Johnson, as we continue 25 years of Speed Freaks right here. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sinks, overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin. Let the gobbler get it.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Let's go, boys.
Hot, hot, hot. Soars on.
No gimmicks, it's raw power.
Two heavyweights really going bar to bar. And it takes the lead.
You got nothing to lose.
Man, I hope this truck works, because it ain't ever hit these jumps like this before.
Like you can see, we've had another beautiful day on the island, man.
Freeze over the bars.
We gave it hell.
We'll be right back.
Whatever you do, General Tire delivers.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, you're back with the OG Freaks with Statman sitting in the middle of Kenny and Crash as we celebrate 25 years of Speed Freaks. Statman decided to get the hell out of here in December. He'd had enough of Speed Freaks, but we thought, you know what? We're celebrating 25 years, and the gentleman who's been one of the cogs in our celebration needs to join us for at least a couple of segments. And Statman, I don't know how much motorsports you thought about in the last 5-6 months, but welcome back to Freak Nation, buddy.
Motorsports? What's that?
Come on. Do you keep track of anything right now, or are you just living the good life?
I'm living the good life generally, but I watch a race now and again. I tried to watch F1, but every time I watch an F1 race, I always go back to Abu Dhabi 2021. Don't know why, but yeah, that always comes to mind, and the remote jumps in my hand, and I change the channel.
Good remote.
Again, Freak Nation, we celebrate 25 years of Speed Freaks this month, and we had to bring back Statman to celebrate at least part of this show. And Stat, one of the many highlights of the show highlights one gentleman who was, I'm not going to say partly responsible of Speed Freaks, but never turned us down. One of the greatest personalities in all of sports is John Force. And I want to play the John Force interview, come back a little bit, hit it with you, then come back for the full closing segment with you to talk a little bit about Speed Freaks. But this is John Force over the last 25 years here with the Freaks.
I met Priscilla Presley, highlight of my career. Never met Elvis, but always been a big fan of Elvis, and named my old hot rod hound dog, and she had a big old guitar down the side of her.
Going down the track about 1,000 feet, you say you saw Elvis.
I did. I'm still swearing to it. They wrote a book about it, a picture book.
Yeah. Born in Vietnam. Always wanted to do that. Don't be bleeping me out today. I give you real here, so don't be bleeping the man. No, I just stood outside of Wendy's in a dress. Yeah, it was my
in
sponsor.
A dress?
The girl didn't show up to do the Wendy's, and the guy said it paid $75, and I said, I'll take the job.
Brilliant.
Little red curls there, and
is there a photo with
little Wendy's dress.
You're the joke about, do you know why the girls in San Francisco quit wearing skirts? Can't tell you. It was a good joke, and then I was thinking, you know, maybe that ain't funny. I shouldn't say it because I'm joking. You can't say that word. Earnhardt did it and dropped out of the points.
What if NHRA fined you money for that?
They already wrote me the check. And we keep it clean. Oh, I don't swear around my children.
I don't believe that one.
If you don't say something nice about me, you know this boot, you're going to be wearing it.
Forcey in a pink scarf?
I still have it. I was freezing my tail end off, and I just happened to run across this scarf for £2, and I bought it. £2, that's money in England.
Nobody's going to live forever. Statman, he might. I won a race. Hey, I've been winning races for the last 100 years.
The whole body ain't doing okay.
This whole thing was smoke and mirrors, and I don't know how I got here.
I'm going on 100. I already told you that.
Tony Stewart and Taft ran off with him. Okay, what'd you ask? We run around this place, we drink beer out of that tractor, and then we just drive it around like we know what we're doing.
Hit my head on a roll cage.
What about when your wife went to labor? You got three girls up there. You think of labor, bro.
Where'd the boys go? Never popped any boys out. It's water in Yorba Linda. Nah, but women do give labor, and they do a lot of work. And look what they end up with, something like you and me.
For the first time, I picked up my phone, I said, THANKYOU, and I pushed the little deal. My wife showed me how to do it. Beep. And then I said, you're all making fun of me, aren't you? Because I don't know how to run this phone. The only people I know in Yorba Linda next to my team is the lady at the donut shop and the guy at the laundry. You know what's embarrassing? When you get out of your car and you take your phone and you go like that, all the kids got little zippers and they all got little wallets. I don't know what's going on here. My guy is trying to fix my fans for my wallet. I lost it 3 times last week. Why'd I get on that? What I'm getting at in this little story is nobody recognized me. How could you miss me? I walked right here in front of the dugout. He said, first of all, it ain't soccer, it's baseball.
What music do you listen to on your radio in the car?
All the Beatles songs, Merle Haggard. I think they're all dead. Okay, Statman. I don't know the name of it, but I know the tune. And Mama, you know, hiding in the closet. Don't think I don't know this.
John, when we got married, you were 60 years old.
Yeah.
Hey, I brought you something from Texas here. See y'all later. Come back, see us. And so I totally got lost.
The whole body ain't doing okay. I'm going on 100. I already told you that. But
you can say
I forgot the word. Damn, I don't make the rules. I don't like it, but it's only my opinion. We all like to win. So would I. I've been on a little bit of a dry spell here.
You ever have the desire to get as big and bulky as Matt Hagen? That's a big old boy.
Oh, he's beautiful. You can go on the radio and find him half naked, half not on the radio, but social media flexing his muscles. I never looked like that in my best day. God will do that and bring me back a unicorn with a horn. See, none of this makes this shows you too much coffee today. I don't get the cup of coffee. Oh, no, I'm.
What's the longest you've gone with a hangover? 2 days? 3 days back in the day?
Where do you get these questions? Yeah. Oh, a week. Me and Selza used to sit out in front of the Holiday Inn at 2 in the morning and with our heads down in the curb, and it's like, we got a race tomorrow for the championship. I love America. I love this country, and I love life.
You can win a world championship, and you can be president of the United States, but if you ain't been on Speed Freaks, you ain't.
Whoa.
That's the greatest man in the history of motorsports, without question. Although I did notice that the jokes about the women muted a little bit after his daughters got old enough to show up at the track and beat guys. Then he's a different attitude about women altogether.
Let me tell a quick John Force story, super quick. When I was doing the top end announcing with the NHRA, so this was circa 2001, 2002, it was before his daughters got into big time racing, and he pulled them aside at the top end with me up there and said, hey, look, they're really trying, they, meaning motorsports in general, really trying to make a movement for women because women do belong. Girls, you will be in the seat sooner than you know. And look at what happened with them. So he was encouraging them. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. He was encouraging his daughters. It was cool.
And Ashley and Courtney.
And Brittany.
Courtney never won championships, but Brittany has won. How many? One or two? She's won two, I think.
At least two. Yeah, I believe two.
So, yeah, Brittany's the, she just kept quiet, didn't get in funny car, got in top fuel, and, you know, has never stopped kicking butt.
Valid.
Stat, we got about a minute and a half before we go to break. Do you recall the first time that we met John Force as a group? I knew John before Speed Freaks, but was it at that 50th anniversary, that July race at Pomona, where we all met him together? Do you recall where it was?
I don't remember when we first met him, although I do remember the greatest one of all when he won a championship in November of 2000. Mm-hmm. And our sponsor at the time was Blimpy Subs and Salads, whatever, the Blimpy Sandwich Shop. And he had won a championship, and he was somewhere, and he was extolling the virtues of Blimpy Subs. And the woman who handled the sponsorship called into the show. She had never heard of John Force. Hmm. And I think you told her that she was the Michael Jordan. He was the Michael Jordan of motorsports. She called around to every Blumpy's within 2 hours of Pomona, and there was no party going on. He was just doing us a favor, telling he bring on another tray of those turkey subs.
Yep.
Bring them on, and this is a great sandwich. You got to come to John Force. People pay him tens of thousands of dollars to do that. He did it because he likes the freaks.
Yep, that was huge.
Freak Nation, Statman, of course, has to be a part of the 25-year celebration. We're going to take a break and reminisce a little bit more about the last 25 years. Statman's going to stick around with us. With Crash, Richard C. Suave, yours truly, and Cole Cusimano. And again, if you miss any of this show, you know the website, speedfreaks.tv, and of course, official Speed Freaks on YouTube. And then again, Mondays, noon, Eastern Pacific, on Racer Network. More as we celebrate 25 years of Speed Freaks with Statman and all the gangs here, baby. More freaks coming up.
Forget the Daytona stuff. Forget all the other stuff. Let's go right to Jimmy Johnson. Who's Jimmy Johnson? Tim, if I was going to send Jimmy Johnson into the parts room at Hendrick Motorsports, ask you to pick the parts off the shelf that would create me another Jimmy Johnson, what would those parts be?
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil, it works.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
For more than 75 years, University of Maryland Global Campus has given you the opportunity to build your next success. Choose from more than 135 degree and certificate programs in career-relevant fields like business, healthcare, data analytics, cybersecurity, and more. Plus, we offer 100% online and hybrid courses, personalized advising, and lifetime career services. Learn more at umgc.edu, certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Let's go, boys.
Is raw power.
Two heavyweights really going bar to bar. And it takes the lead.
You got nothing to lose.
Man, I hope this truck works, because it ain't ever hit these jumps like this before.
As you can see, we've had another beautiful day on the island, man.
Freeze over the bars!
Motorsports Radio, redefined. It's time for the Stat Man. Man to man with Daytona 500 winner Jimmy Johnson.
Stat Man with Jimmy Johnson. Man to man with Jimmy Johnson. And Jimmy, when I heard that I was going to get a chance to talk to you, first thing I did was bring out some sunblock so that I could bask in the glow of the great season you're having.
Yeah, it's been a great start to win the biggest race in the NASCAR season. It means a lot to me. It's something I've dedicated my life to and something I'm very proud of.
So let's start at the beginning. Forget the Daytona stuff. Forget all the other stuff. Let's go right to Jimmy Johnson. Who's Jimmy Johnson? Tim, if I was going to send Jimmy Johnson into the parts room at Hendrick Motorsports, ask you to pick the parts off the shelf that would create me another Jimmy Johnson, what would those parts be?
Gosh, it's tough to say. I mean, I think I'm a very focused and dedicated and driven guy. I've sacrificed so many things to get to where I am. My family has supported me through thick and thin. I met my lovely wife, Chandra, who's there digging hard with me and supporting me and working with me. So I feel very blessed and fortunate. I've had all these great people around me. But at the same time, I've had a fire inside to be one of the best drivers or to be the best driver in the country my entire life.
There, of course, is a lot more to that with Jimmy Johnson. But I just wanted to highlight again, Statman hanging out with Jimmy Johnson. Was that California Speedway, Statman, where you were with Jimmy? Do you remember?
I think it was before a California Speedway race, but I think that was at maybe the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills. Wasn't it, Crash?
They did. Yes. They used to do a lot of NASCAR interviews down there in Hollywood, Beverly Hills. So, yes, that's one of those hotels. Was that Zero Championship, Jimmy Johnson, by the way?
No, I think he'd won a couple of championships by then. I wanted to remind everybody that it was the Stat Man who rode the Jimmy Johnson horse for about four straight years, picking him to win the championship. And after a while, I just didn't do it anymore. I think he still won a couple more, but I think Kenny told me not to pick him anymore because he was getting old to the audience.
Jeez, I'd never say that.
You picked him all the way through.
Smart man.
Statman joining us as we come to the conclusion of our celebration of, at least with the show, of our 25 years of Speed Freaks. And Stat, we were thinking about all the headlines that have come and gone through our tenure of Speed Freaks, the people that we've lost, the people that we've gained, including our beautiful daughter, who's 11 years old, Henley. The events that have happened during our tenure when we got Osama bin Laden. We were on the air when that happened, Statman. And if you go back and look at the people that we've lost, and I think the very first person that we lost early on in Speed Freaks that we were friends with, that we had a relationship with, Darrell Russell?
Yes.
Top Fuel pilot,
2004-ish. Right? Yeah, clearly NASCAR went through four fatalities in the span of 7 months when we first went on the air. That was huge. But you're right. We were not close with Earnhardt, with Tony Roper. You had an interview with Kenny Irwin very soon before he unfortunately lost his life. And Adam Petty, actually, I believe you did. But yes, the first one we were close to was fast forward a few more years, and that was Darrell Russell. And we ended up going to the funeral down in Houston, Texas. That was a tough one as well. So much. Colin McRae, after we met him. Statman, okay, speaking of Colin McRae, one of the most memorable times for Speed Freaks, would you say Barcelona?
Oh, without question, it was Barcelona, especially the food fight that we had. People in the hotel, the NASCAR, no, we were there with K&N, not K&N, but
Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Mm-hmm. And we were part of the Red Bull, the motorcycle team, and they attacked Nissan. And Nissan was in the ballroom next door, and their party was about three times the size of ours. And they got together, and they came in, and there was nothing but mousse.
Chocolate mousse, yeah.
Flying all over the place. And the, the executives in the hotel were standing in the lobby watching all of this going on.
This was, of course, New Year's Eve 2004, kicking into 2005 because Red Bull flew us there for the kickoff of the Dakar Rally. Absolutely one of the greatest moments in all of Speed Freaks. Yes.
Yeah, it was. And earlier that day, I had Ari Vatanen. I met him years ago in Montreal. And I walked up to the hotel elevator on the floor that I was on in the hotel. And Vatanen walks up. I said, I wonder if he'll remember me, you know. And he gets on the elevator, and we both look at each other. And he said, I said, yeah, we met in Montreal, years before. And by the time we got off, we were old buddies. He called his daughter over and says, hey, I knew this guy. And we're sitting there talking. And Vatanen, world champion, one of the few members of the European Parliament, world champion, world rally champion. And he leaves his Nissan people and comes over on New Year's Eve night, comes over and talks to Speed Freaks in the lobby of the hotel while his Nissan teammates are going into their party. That was huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Speed Freaks, we're like 4 or 5 years old. Nobody knows who we are. And world rally champion comes over, member of parliament. I talked to him several more times after that, but it got to where when I called him, he said, what are you calling me for? You know, so.
Wow. Yeah, and that's where we met Colin McRae, and then Colin McRae goes on to, well, he had already been doing great things, and I think he went on to win a few stages if he didn't win that entire Dakar rally. So, yeah, just wow.
Yeah, he came over for, it was the year at the X Games. It was the first time rally cars were in the X Games. And it was the year that Travis Pastrana did the double black backflip and landed it at the X Games. And the next day, I'm sitting with Colin McRae, and he's talking about it. He says, who is this guy? And, you know,
who is Pastrana? Yeah.
Conversation about Travis. And Colin rolls his car. And still gets to the finish line. It was amazing. That was one of the highlights of X Games.
Yeah, that was the biggest stress about putting this show together for me, was trying to highlight 25 years in 2 hours, which you just can't do. And going through and trying to find certain interviews that we've done. I know it's over here. I know it's over here. I labeled it different. It's in these different video formats and different names. It's like, whoa, that's right. She doesn't have that last name anymore. So, yeah, it wasn't easy trying to get all this together.
I'm cutting you off. It's one of the greatest memories I have. We're sitting in the studio. I've got John Force on my right and Eddie Cheever on my left. Indy 500 winner. And I think John had only won like 14 or 15 championships. Cheever is talking about what he wouldn't do to a driver if he was on the across the road on fire.
Talking about Scott Sharp.
Stuff that's going on. And I turned to John. I said, you're awful quiet. And this is a 14, you know, he'd won 14, 15 championships by then. He points to Eddie Cheever. I said, that's an Indy 500 winner. He deserves that required respect. I said, holy smokes. This is one of the best drivers in the history of motorsports. And he's given Eddie Cheever some respect. Wow. Well, that's just one of the things that comes to mind.
Yeah, think about that. People actually would come into the studio back in the day. We didn't have the internets like this and Oof. Have the capability. And again, when COVID hit, it did all of us a favor to where they could no longer say, we can't do video. Yes, you can, Skip Jack. Here is a link to jump on the jump on the show with us, you happy bastards.
Yep. Yeah, Kenny's lingo has not changed.
Yep. Put together a dictionary, a Speed Freaks dictionary.
I like the way all this talk between the three of us and Richie and Cole hadn't said crap. I mean, Richie's, you guys okay?
I'm enjoying this. This is like, I mean, you know, I got to experience what you guys were for all those years. It's really cool to see that rapport and history.
Richie, you okay?
Yeah, it's cool. I'm just sad that Cole hasn't experienced all of Kenny's drops that he used to have on, yeah, on the show. Right. Some great ones too, and a lot, a few that maybe can't even get played anymore. Yeah. So
it's only fitting, Statman, that we end the show our 25 years with something that we ended it with all, for almost those 25 years. Do you mind doing it again when I set you up?
Yeah, anytime, brother. That's part of the dictionary.
All right. All right, Freak Nation, for Richard C. Suave, Cole Cusimano, Crash Gladys, Cody Big Johnson, Triple F. Couldn't have done it without my man, Triple F, part of the show and part of my life for decades, who I know is listening and watching. Statman, shoot the juice to the moose and
cut it loose.
See ya!
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
For more than 75 years, University of Maryland Global Campus has given you the opportunity to build your next success. Choose from more than 135 degree and certificate programs in career-relevant fields like business, healthcare, data analytics, cybersecurity, and more. Plus, we offer 100% online and hybrid courses, personalized advising, and lifetime career services. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
For more than 30 years, Lucas Oil Products has been solving some of the most difficult mechanical problems in the automotive, marine, and industrial industries. From our original Core 4 products, heavy-duty oil stabilizer, power steering, stop leak, transmission fix, and fuel treatment, we have now developed over 400 custom products to help solve some of the world's toughest mechanical issues. Go to lucasoil.com to see what we have in store for you. Lucas Oil. It works.
Let's go, boys.
No gimmicks, it's raw power.
Two heavyweights really going.
I got nothing to lose.
Man, I hope this truck works, because it ain't ever hit these jumps like this before.
As you can see, we've had another beautiful day on the Isle of Man.
Freeze over the bars!
We gave it hell.
Motorsports Radio.